From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller, a doctor forced from a New York hospital because of sexual harassment accusations, returned Friday with an assault rifle hidden under his lab coat and shot seven people, killing one woman in an attack that left several doctors fighting for their lives. The gunman has been identified as Dr. Henry Bellow, fatally shot himself after trying to set himself on fire at Bronx Lebanon Hospital. He staggered, bleeding into a hallway where he collapsed and died with the rifle by his side. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Thank God this was not an act of terrorism. It's an isolated incident. Appears to be a workplace-related matter, but that makes it no less tragic or no less horrible.
Witnesses describe a chaotic scene as gunfire erupted, spreading terror throughout the medical facilities as employees locked themselves inside rooms and patients feared for their lives. President Donald Trump's modified travel ban has been implemented, requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a bona fide relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. to be admitted into the country. Masi Fouladi, advocacy manager for CARE Los Angeles, said his organization was disappointed at what he called arbitrary relationship statuses in the order.
We're looking for cases to potentially file lawsuits and make sure that all Muslim Americans and all individuals impacted by this Muslim ban have their rights protected and can travel freely.
Anyone in transit to the United States with travel scheduled before July 6th will be allowed to enter. Those with travel booked after that date will be addressed at a later time. For instantaneous updates, follow VOA on social media platforms. This is VOA News.